Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Tzadi Gimel, mitzvah 493. As we continue here in Parsha Shoftim, the next mitzvah relating to the Isser of Matseva. Today's Isser, the Pasuk tells at the beginning of Shoftim, Lo Sakim Lecha Matseva Asher Sani Hashem Alokecha. Do not build a Matseva that Hashem, your God, hates. Interesting that that last phrase is put there. Doesn't Hashem hate all Averos? What's the emphasis of Asher Sane Hashem Alokecha? We'll have to get back to that about Hashem in a couple of minutes. First of all, the Sfarno tells us that we have to see these three mitzvos that we are in the midst of in a context. Yesterday we had the mitzvah of planting an Asherah. Then today we have the Isser of Matseva. And the next mitzvah is trying to offer up a karban that is a Baal Mum. Says the Sfarno, Hevi Shlosha Domim Me'inyan Hadvarim, Shem Na'im Kefiachush. On the surface, they appear beautiful based on the chush, based on what you might think. V'nim asim mipnei mumam haruchani, but they are disgusting based on their spiritual blemish. Says the Sfarno, they are all about something physically beautiful, but spiritually problematic. Rishona hi Asherah. Yesterday was the tree, the Asherah. She lenoy hayecholos, or lenoy hechalos. It's beautiful. People plant trees for beauty. Mikom akom. But here it's hinim eses lekodesh. V'bereshi tachzos l'avodazara, because it's avodazara connected, as we discussed yesterday, among other reasons. Now that's number one. Then we have matseva. Sha'af al pishayisa l'ratzon kodem mata Torah. Even though it used to be okay, as we'll see in Rashi, before Mata Torah, so it looks beautiful, and it's something tall and elegant, still, it's Asar Sani Hashem Alkecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested. That is number two, says the Sfarno. And number three, Shlishis Hevi HaInyan HaMum HaNimas, right, the blemished animal, Afal Pi Shetehe HaBehema Yafeh, Kefi HaChush, V'shmona Asa Shaveh, and even though it's a beautiful animal, and it's a fatty animal, and it costs a lot of money, and you might say this is gorgeous, but still it has a mum on it. It has a mum, you can't even see it, but it's a mum. Im kolzehi nifselas lakodesh b'pnei mum, bilti mechzar midameha, even a mum which does not take away from its physical value. Still, all of these three are, on the one hand, they look okay, but if you look a little deeper, they are problematic. So today we have the middle one relating to those, the Isser of Matseva, the Isser of putting a stone and sacrificing on it. Lo sakim lecha matseva, Rashi says, matseves even achas. One stone, lahakriv aleha afil shamayim, even to serve Hashem with. If I have a stone, even at a time of heter bamos, I'm not allowed to take a stone and offer up a sacrifice on it. That is the Isser of Matseva. That is Rashi. Again, we'll get back to the next phrase afterwards. Just one Derek Drush to mention. It's quoted in various Svarim from the Bali Musar. The Miotzerenu Hayashan has it here. That we, again, in context of yesterday's mitzvah, today's mitzvah, don't plant an Asherah and don't build a Matseva. A Matseva is stone, it doesn't move. An Asherah is like a tree, it goes back and forth in the wind. We can't be too, if we are leaders, we can't be too strict, too not moving, not listening to anybody, like a Matseva, like a rock. Or we can't be too wishy-washy either, like a tree that goes back and forth in the wind. We have to strike the right balance in terms of being strong and committed to our principles, and yet being flexible in terms of listening to the others around us. Either way, that's the relationship. Again, the Sfarno puts all three together, Asherah, Matseva, and Balmum, and that Vart puts together yesterday the Asherah and the Matseva. Okay, so what's the Isser, says the Sefer HaChinuch? Shelo lahakim Matseva b'shum makom. We're not allowed to build a matseva anywhere. V'alzenemar, and that's the pasuk. V'osakam l'chol matseva. V'inyan matseva shasra Torah. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. What is a matseva? What is the Isser d'Araisa? Shu binyan gavoa shel avanim o shel afar. It's a stone or dirt structure. Shahaya minag ha'ovdim avodah zarah livnos ulehiskabetz alav la'avodasam ha'ra'ah. That the ovdim avodah zarah used to build stone structures in order to sacrifice on. So that is exactly what is usher here. Lo sakim lecha matseva. V'lachein hirchikanu akasev, shalonasa kamo anachnu, v'yafilu la'avod, alav, alkel baruch hu. Therefore, we can build it, even to serve Hashem with. Kedei laharchik, to distance, ulahashkiach, kolina vodazara mibein einenu mimachshav asenu. Just like the Rambam said yesterday, the Asherah is connected to vodazara, because they used to put trees near their base of vodazara, so too this one. Asks the Ramban, right here, so what this is to, why can't we build a Matseva? Because it's to distance us, because that's what the Ovdei Vodazara do. They also build Mizbechos. They also have altars, like we have a Mizbeach. So once you're going to say Matzeva is Aser, what about Mizbeach? Says the Ramban. The Im Kain, you know what, let's first read the Rashi and then we'll read the Ramban. The Rashi that I've been waiting for, but I'll read it now and then we'll talk about the significance later too. What's the emphasis of Asher Sani Hashem Alokecha? Don't build a Matzeva that Hashem hates. What do you mean? Hashem hates every Avera. Why does it say it about this one? So no, the Chazal say it's emphasizing something. Mizbeach Avanimu, Mizbeach Adamatzi Valasos, the Zusanei. Don't build it with one stone, Ki Chok Haisal L'Kinaaniyim. It's a chok, it's a law. The afalpi shahaisa ahuva lo bimeha avos, even though it used to be something that Hashem appreciated and he allowed, achshav sana. Now Hashem hates it. Me'achar sha'asu elu chok l'avodah zarah. Since now they use this for avodah zarah, so that's why Hashem has hated. That's the emphasis of Asher Sani. Now he hates it, even though earlier he did not hate it so much. We'll get back to that switch by Hashem in a couple of minutes. But that's just background to the Ramban. The Ramban asks, I don't understand this. Why does the Torah only aser matzeva and not aser mizbeach? They're both used in terms of avodah zarah, right? What did the pasuk say earlier? So why is it? Maybe one could suggest, says the Ramban, shehechziku akananiim b'matzevos, they were machzik in matzevos, v'lo hayalohem beis avodah zarah, she'ein sham matzeva, v'haktiro lehava lasok shemen al rosha. Every beis avodah zarah had a matzeva. Every one. Aval ha-mizbechos hayibim miksasam la'akriv gambahem. Mizbechos weren't as prevalent. That's one answer. Matzeva was for sure everyone, and mizbech not. But then the Ramban says, "Vahanira be'enai." What I really think—that's his suggestion. What I really think: Ki hayu akna'aniim shtufim b'avodas galilim osim b'chol bati Eloheihem mizbeach lakriv alav karbanos. Inside the house of avodah zarah, that's where they had the mizbeach. The even gedola mutzeves al pesach abayis la'amod aleha hakomrim ve'ilan atua chutzala. Outside, in front, to draw everybody's attention, that's where they had a stone matzeva and they had the tree. The Asherah. The Gam Hayom, Hanotzer Mosim came. And even today, the Ramban quotes that certain of the Avodah Zarah do that too. And that's what Hashem was so against in this Avera, Matzeva, because that's the public image. That's the item that tries to bring people in. So that's how, maybe why, we can understand why Dafka, that Matzeva and not Mizbeach. If you look at Rav Moshe Feinstein, he has a beautiful idea. This came up a couple years ago in a Parsha Shir. He has two pieces in the Drash Moshe, one after another. Basically the same idea. The second one adds one point. So I'm going to read it from the second one. He says, let's go back for a second, right? The question of Matzevos, isn't a Matzeva something that some of the Avos did? We'll have to get back to that. That, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, accepted Matzevos from Yaakov Avinu, right? So why is it that it became usher later on? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says it's switched. But Ramosha says there's something that is symbolized by Matseva and by other elements. Before Matan Torah, where Bnei Yisrael weren't obligated in any mitzvos, at that point, they could go above and beyond, they could do a mitzvah, and they could demand schar for it. I didn't have to do this. And I did it anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say somebody decides, Ramosha says, they're 70 years old. They're 80 years old. You know what? They've had a life full of mitzvahs. Let's say, you know, I can't, I've enough. You know, I'm not going to do any more mitzvahs. You know, and it could be that even for the rest of their life, if they don't do any more mitzvahs, they will still have more mitzvahs than Averos. Says Ramosha, that's terrible. Because that's not the human attitude, the Jewish attitude. But we have to, because we're commanded. Ad Yom Moso. Until Me'av Asrim. But says Ramosha, what about before Har Sinai? We didn't have to do anything. Maybe a couple of mitzvahs here and there. But there were so many that was all voluntary. So if we wanted, we can stop and not go further. That's the symbol of Matseva. Matseva is stone, not moving. So that's why Matsevos, that type of avoda, was okay before Matan Torah, before earlier. Where they didn't have to do anything and everything was voluntary. So as much as you want to do, wonderful. But after Matan Torah, where we're mechuyev in mitzvos, you can never say, I've done it. I'm still obligated. Eino yachol l'tvoa mitzad ha'avar, shekvar hutza v'hukam, to muchrachu lasos kol yemei chayov ad rego achron. Until the last moment, says Rav Moshe. V'lo yuchal l'smoch al ha'avar. You can't say, oh, I've done enough. No. When's the only time you can say that, Bizman Hazeh? After 120. What do? On a kever, we put a matzeva. because then we say the person's finished, the person did everything he can, and now it's he can't do anymore. Maybe other people can be mezakeh for him, but avala achar patiras adam shekvar asak b'maisim tovim kol yamav v'yoser ein mechuyav. Then tzarach azlakim matzev laharo shemeata yochol rak letvo ascharo mimashaya b'chayev avuro. So that's Rav Moshe giving a little depth to the symbol of matseva, of not moving, and maybe that answers the Ramban's question in terms of symbolic matseva versus mizbeach, why it used to be usher and now it is not. Oh, we'll have to get back to that also soon. Let's just finish the paragraph. Ve'ein bechlal zeh iser zeh binyan mizbeach. Obviously, there's no, the building of a mizbeach is not included in this because we have a mitzvah daraisa. A building of mizbeach, avanim shleimos tivnes a mizbeach, elish lo nasa came b'shar makomos. We just can't build a mizbeach elsewhere at a time when it would be inappropriate. Okay, getting back to the Rashi, interesting concept that something used to be mutter, but because the non-Jews took it over, now all of a sudden it becomes chukos ha'akum. And one is not allowed to be involved in that. So chukos ha'akum, we discussed back in Sefer Vayikra, the Isser d'Oraisa of uvchukoseyam lo selechu comes up in terms of what we're allowed to wear. We discussed the tshuva of the Maharik, where the Maharik discusses the white coats of doctors, and he allows it, Maharik's quote in Shulchan Aruch, based on the fact that it's not connected, two requirements. It's not connected to Avodah Zarah, A, and B, it's not kalas rosh at all. It's not a violation of tznius, two. And number three, it serves a purpose. Right, those three ideas. If something is not connected to Avodah Zarah, it's not Kalas Rosh and Late Sunnis, and it serves a purpose, there's nothing wrong with it. Even if we have it in common with the non-Jews, like wearing a white coat, he said, that's a symbol of somebody did a certain study and they've achieved a certain position. So they wear a white coat. Or if Moshe Feinstein has a shuva about wearing a suit, you're allowed to wear a suit? Rav Moshe says, who says this is a non-Jewish dress? It's also a Jewish dress. Right? It's equal. This sugya comes up many times. But a prat, a detail within the sugya is, what about something that is inherently Jewish? And it was always Jewish. And now the non-Jewish world and the other religions have taken it over. Does it now lose its status as being part of what we do? Right? I mean, in Ladav Sof, you might say, well, we have shuls. We had a base of Migdal. So if they have built a house of worship, so we can't build a house of worship, obviously we're not going to go that far. As be specific issues within the Avoda. To give one example, which is very Lamaisa, that's the Ramah, Machlokas, the Ramah and the Grah. The Ramah writes, and this is the Minhag of Klal Yisrael to follow this Ramah, in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet and Orach Chaim, that we bring trees and branches and flowers into the shul on Shavuos. That's the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. Says the Ramah, V'noagin l'shtoach asavim b'shavuos v'beis ha'knesses v'habatim zecher l'simchas matan Torah. Do you remember Har Sinai? Do you remember Matan Torah? That's why we have flowers and trees in the shul. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Shehayu Sham Asavim, Saviv Har Sinai, Kidachsiv, Hatzon Vahabakar Al Yeru. Continues the Mishnah Berurah that but what if you're going to put in shul, put them out in shul, and let's say you even have flowers that smell good? The Mishnah Berurah notes that don't give them out between Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach, or after Tefillah, because there's going to have to make a bracha in the middle of Pesuka de Zimra. Halavai, that should be the worst thing people are saying in the middle of Pesuka de Zimra. A bracha on Berel B'Samim. But that is the Mishnah Berurah that he adds. Noagin Lahamid Ilanos, not just Asavim, grasses, to put trees. But Beis HaKnesses Ubabatim. Zecher Shabbat Seres, Nidon Al Peres HaIlan. Not only our Sinai, but to remember that on Shavuos we're judged on Peres HaIlan. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Ramah. Says the Vilna Gaon, I'm sorry, I argue, where's this Gra? It's not in the Bir HaGra and Shulchan Aruch, but it's in the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam, who we know is the Mechutin of the Gra and one of the star pupils, he writes in the end of Klal Kuf Lamed Aleph, HaGra Bitel Minhag Milahamid Ilanos Patzeres. There used to be a Minhag and he was Mevatalit. Why? Mishum Shu Chok Ha'amin Lahamid Ilanos Pachad Shalahem. Because the non-Jews have trees on their holiday. Says the Gra, no more trees in Shul. Where does he get that from? Probably from here. Just like the Matseva. It used to be okay, but now it's not okay. So the Gros says, used to be good to have trees, but once they took it over, no longer could we have trees. That is the Gros. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gros, and that's all, right? It's again, it's not in the Bir HaGros and the Chayei Adam. That's the Gros. The Minhag HaOlam is against the Gros. The Minhag HaOlam is like the Ramah. The Piskei Tshuvos quotes from other Achronim, Ein Lachshos Shalzeh, Kim Kol Minhag Sheyesh Po Eizet Tam, Ve'Eino Kechuka Ba'am Ein Lachshos Bazeh. If something has a reason, and something makes sense, and it's symbolic for us, so then we keep it. Even if they take it over, the ode, and also Shanachrim Nogan Lahamid Ilanos Gam Mechus Labayis, the Nachrim, the non-Jews put trees in the house and out of the house. We only put it inside. and therefore it's already a little different. The Kfarnes Pashid Minog Zeh B'chol Ari Yisrael. This minog has been espashed and spread throughout Klal Yisrael. That's just another example of we have this idea of loved, and it has become sunay. Ve'onoe, continuing, didei mitzvah ksarim. There's not much to talk about here. Not allowed to build a matzeva. The Rav Sternbach in the Tamvada suggests maybe a similar idea here, building a matzeva, one stone. What if you build a statue? Forgetting the Isser that we spoke about back in Parshas Yisro, about lo sa'asun iti, elohe chetz ve'elohe zav, in terms of building drawing or building suns and statues and trophies. That's what we discussed years ago. But he says here, v'nira lo momizeh, he says it appears, based on, connected to this, is as what many people do, build a statue, Leiza Gibor, Ashachula Maisa Gvura, some type of statue on the day of his yard site, the day of his Gvura, they go there and they talk about him and this and that. He says, I'm not sure if that's okay. Related to this Aveira, related to the other Aveira. You know, one has to be careful in terms of statues and busts and any of those, which is Mefurish Halachas in Yaradea. Finishing up, this is applies always, even today, men and women. The Minchas Chinuch even says, this is not just a run-of-the-mill Isser. This is, could be Kachal Yisurim Shabbat Torah, but it could be even Chomer Yoser, because obviously it is connected to Avodah Zarah. And the overall Zeh, if somebody violates this and builds a Matseva, al da'as la'avod aleha, al da'as, to serve on it, vafil Hashem, Chayev Malkus. But again, Chayev Malkus, even if you never serve on it. But I built it to serve on. I didn't. What if I put a big stone in my backyard so I could have a place to sit in my backyard? Of course that's not usher. No, I put a big stone in a certain place, I build it nicely in order to be makriv on it, even to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, no, Mizbech has got to be a few stones together. A few stones together, but not one stone. That's the definition of Matseva, according to Chazal, according to Rashi. The big question, just related to this, maybe we'll mention one or two ideas about this, is related to what Rav Moshe Feinstein and what Rashi noted, how is it that so many people earlier built matzevos? Right, and this is the question already asked by the Ramban in a few places, including in Parshas Toldos, where the Ramban, in Perech Chavah, Pasuk Hei, V'yesh L'shol, if the Avos kept all the Torah, Im Kein, Eich Heikim Yaakov Matzeva, how did he build a matzeva? V'nozer Shtei Achios, and how did he marry two sisters? And according to Chazal, four sisters, right? According to one day in the Medrash, Bila and Zilpah were also, right? Rashi quotes this day also, were also sisters, also daughters of Lavan, from a Pilagesh. The Amram Nasa Dodaso, and Amram married his aunt, right? An uncle can marry a niece, but an aunt cannot marry a nephew. And Amram and Yocheved were that, because Yocheved was a daughter of Levi, and Amram was a, right, granddaughter, Kahas and Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hekim Shnei Masri Matzeven. Moshe Rabbeinu built 12 Matzevas. Heich Efsha Shiyinog in Heter Batorah B'masha Asar Avram Avinu. Al'at Avim Al'atzma V'kavalo Hashem Scharo Adavar. Right, it says Beferish. Right, Lo Sakim L'cha Matzeva. So why is it? So that's why Chazal say that it used to be okay, and then it became not okay. But other Mefarshim have other ideas relating to the Avos, quote unquote, violating certain Isurei Torah. The Ramban himself says, "Vanirei Levi Das Raboseinu Shalomad Avraham Avinu Kula Baruch Hakodesh." Avraham Avinu saw everything Baruch Hakodesh, and he learned everything. He was Makayim everything. Vishamar Osa Kula Kimishainim Mitzuvah Vyosa, and he kept everything as one who was not commanded. And here's the line: Vishmiraso Osa Haya Be'eres Bilvad. Famous sheet of the Ramban. The always kept all the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael only, because that is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, Ein Hashem Elokecha Ba, Meresh Hashan and Achra Shana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always here, direct Hashgacha here, that's where he kept all the mitzvahs. The Yaakov, Bechutz La'aretz, Nasa Achios. Yaakov was only married to two sisters in Chutz La'aretz. This week's Parsha, Rachel Imenu dies on the way back. We only have two Parshias with Rachel in it. Right, we have Vayetze and Vayishlach. That's it. And then Rachel dies on the way back. Aye, the Ramban says, isn't Beit Lechem in Eretz Yisrael already? Okay, but maybe he never lived with her after they came into Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Amram, and also Amram in Mitzrayim. Ki ha-mitzvos mishpat elokei ha-aretzein. Af al-pishu usharnu b'chol v'asaglu b'chol makom. Even though, yes, you have to do mitzvos everywhere. What is tefillin? What is marriage have to do with Eretz Yisrael? The Ramban says every mitzvah, even those that are not tluya ba'aretz, have a certain element special in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the Avos only kept it in Eretz Yisrael. V'hamatzeva mitzvah sheneschash v'zban yaduah hu k'mo shedarshu asashon eshen malkecha shesona achra yosahu v'b'ya Avos. Okay, the Rabban quotes that medrash at the end of his discussion on Toldos. But that is a major discussion, only Eretz Yisrael. There are many other answers given. The Maharal has a beautiful piece in Parshas Vayigash, where the Maharal suggests that the Avos kept Kolot. This fits into some Chazals and not all. The Avos only kept the mitzvahs asay, not the mitzvahs lo asay. Mitzvahs asay, which brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Ramban writes in Parshas Yisro, Avas Hashem, that's mitzvahs asay, that's what they did. Lo asay, it doesn't make sense not to do something before I'm told not to do it. Right? So that's why the Maharal says, the lo asays, no, they kept all the asays. That doesn't work with Taryag mitzvahs shamarti, it doesn't work with all Chazals, but at least some of them. Most of the Averis that we have the Avos doing are lo asays, not bitol asays. Like Matzeva, like marrying two sisters, v'chulus. That's another answer that the Maharal gives in terms of asays and los asays. And there's others, you know, maybe if they saw there are certain exceptions to the rule. They kept almost all the mitzvahs, but if they saw Baruch HaKodesh that there are certain things that have to happen, like Yaakov saw he has to marry these two sisters, he has to marry Zerah from Lavan, so therefore he had to do this. He saw Baruch HaKodesh. So they have some flexibility. After all, they're not mitzuvah. Either way, this is an important discussion relating to the Isser of Matzeva, but obviously now, Bizman Hazeh, we are mitzuvah, and it is sunny to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Isser Matzeva is an Isser that applies even today. That takes care of 493. But Hashem, we pick up next time with one more in this section of Karbanos, and then we get to some major, every mitzvah is major, but some major mitzvahs relating to the Koach HaRabbanon, the Isser of Lo Sasur, and then we get into the mitzvahs related to a king. Again, there's a lot coming up here in Parshas Shoftim.